Well, Drew's had a good play, and I've watched him carefully. These three group heads on the Celsius Rancilia Class 9 amazing machine, which maybe one could say is a comparison to, could you actually compare it to the Lamazzocco, who've got a different theory behind their profiling, trying to achieve the same thing? Versatility in the coffee, a little curve in the coffee, more interest in the coffee. Would you say that's a fair comment?
I think it's a fair comment. I think the end result is similar. I think the way the science and technology behind achieving the end result are different. Mm-hmm. One, of course, as you mentioned, is pressure profiling. This is temperature profiling. But during both processes, you're trying to manipulate your coffee extraction to achieve a bespoke drink, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word. I think the end result is similar.
I tell you what, it's really noticeable. I mean, now this is the first time that I've done a test like this, a side-by-side test. We're using the Cuidado Light, which, as the name already suggests, is a lighter roast than what Drury normally do. It's a coffee I absolutely love. It's a blend of 100% Arabica bean, and it's very interesting to the palate. Now here, we started off with the last group head, and we put it at 94 degrees, wasn't it, or 93?
93. We moved it up to,
and
yeah.
It really was a pretty flat experience. It was a good choice of you to start that with that extraction, that profile, because then we moved on to high to low,
yeah.
And from high to low was really interesting because, like you said, it did actually bring out the acidity up front. It was not an overpowering acidity, and then it actually really tailed off in something more grounded. I think that profile definitely also usable for milk-based drink. I think milk would cut through that quite nicely. And then we quickly moved on to the middle group head where we just reversed that profile. The curve's still kind of pretty even the way it kind of fell down because on this one we went... No, with this one we went up.
We went up.
We went from 88 up to 93, wasn't it?
Yeah, 94.
Like just the reverse thing. And that was very funny because the entry was... quite modest. It really didn't shock the palate. It didn't kind of go like, woo. But then it really made the exact opposite. Then it became kind of more interesting to the palate. So I can say hand on heart that really that profile definitely makes a difference in the extraction of the bean, which is actually quite fascinating. The one that I liked least really was the flat one, the very first one we had. It would have been interesting to maybe add a bit of milk to it to see if that kind of is better for a milk-based drink. But I think we proved the point, Drew, that this machine really does make a difference.
It does what it says it does.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really kind of flabbergasted by it and very impressed. So, thank you for taking the time to talk to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, and thank you for taking the time to program this particular machine, because that's an art in itself, isn't it?
The programming, absolutely. I get the engineers.
To do that. Now, you're next at the London Coffee Festival.
We are the London Coffee Festival. We'll be there with a booth displaying. We'll have one of these machines on the stand. We'll also have a Rancilio lever operated machine there as well, a Class 7 lever machine.
Wow.
And we're looking forward to that. That's the first time we've used a lever at the show in my memory anyway. And we'll be presenting, of course, our Chiado grinders. We are the exclusive UK importers of Chiado grinders. Mm-hmm. We'll be demonstrating the E37S and the E92 conicals.
Right.
So
I tell you what, so am I, because Drew kindly offered Coffee Mumbo Jumbo the opportunity to take that Seado back to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ and demonstrate it, play with it, report on it, which I'm very, very keen to do. And it looks like an amazing grinder. I've played with it last time I was here and it just grabbed me. And so thank you very much for allowing Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to have a play with it and report on it. So stay tuned, because I'm going to do just that. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Elizabeth.